word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to our program today. It's such a joy to have you join us, and we hope you'll remain through our program today. We're going to be talking about the Word of God, Psalm 119 and verse 160, as we continue our study today. In the Psalm 119, every place that we find the little phrase, Thy Word. Now, this has been an extensive series, probably the longest series I've ever done on this radio program. And if you'd like to hear the other programs, there's now 17 or 18 of them. You can go back and hear them at our website at www.considerhisword.org. Let me give that to you again. www.considerhisword.org. So you'll find the programs there. You'll also find a place where you can order my book, Consider His Word, and a number of other resources and interesting things there. So I'd encourage you to go look at the website. And while you're there, we would love to hear from you. There's a place where you can click on Contact Us and send us a note. We'd love to hear where you're hearing this program today. This program is broadcast all across the United States, and we're not sure who all is hearing it or where, but we would sure love to hear from you and know that you're receiving this broadcast today wherever you're located. This broadcast comes to you from the Everglades in South Florida. Today it's a beautiful day. I know that in many parts of the country there's snow and it's cold, and God bless you. I know it's hard. I've been there. Grew up in the Midwest, and I remember those days. And so hope you're having a great day either way. It's certainly a great day here in South Florida. I'd like to ask you to pray for our ministry here. Our church is located at the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation. God is blessing us. God has been pouring out His blessing on us now for several years. And I want to ask you to continue to pray for this ministry. Pray for us. Even as you hear this broadcast and you think about us, put us on your prayer list. Pray for this ministry as we reach out in this community with the gospel of Christ. Now let's get to the scripture, shall we? Psalm 119, 160. That's right, 160 verses. Altogether, in Psalm 119, there's 176 verses. So we're getting close to the end. We're probably within just a few broadcasts of completing this series, and we're already working on a series for our next broadcast following this series. And I hope it's been a blessing to you. It's certainly been a blessing to me to be able to read these scriptures and go through and study them and learn more and more about the Word of God. The scripture says, again, Psalm 119, verse 160, Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of Thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Now, we're looking at the places where the Bible uses the phrase, Thy word. And here, I think, is something that is very important for us to understand and something for us to grasp, because in this world, and in the world mindset and the world philosophy, there is no truth. Well, I'm here to tell you, there is truth. Truth is absolute. It is always true. Whatever is true is always true. And the Word of God is always true. Again, the psalmist said, Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of Thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Many will tell you now that there is no truth. You know, I believe that that's a lie from the devil himself, that there is no truth. We have truth, and God has given us his truth, and his truth is absolute. And if you want to find God's truth and you want to know God's truth, you've got to find it in the Word of God. God has revealed to us exactly what he wants us to know. Now, certainly there's other things that we can learn and other things we can learn about the world. And many of these things are true. Now, certainly man has made certain scientific statements over the years and made certain scientific determinations and found them to be untrue. But you see, that was because man had tried to figure it out on his own. If we go to the Word of God, he will give us the truth. God will not lie to you. And the Word of God is truth. I'm reminded one time of even when Jesus was praying in the garden. Remember in John chapter 17, this is just a matter of perhaps minutes before Jesus would be arrested and taken off to be tried by Pilate and by the Sanhedrin and eventually crucified. He was praying in the garden, and in that prayer, he prayed for you, by the way. Go and look at it and read it, and you'll see in places where Jesus himself prayed for you. But what I want to look at is verse 17 of that chapter. It's John 17, 17. Jesus, the Son of God, praying to the Father, the Creator of the world, made this statement. He said, "Thy word is truth." Jesus proclaimed the Word of God to be true. The Father proclaimed his word to be true. The psalmist proclaimed his word to be true. He said, "Thy word is true from the beginning." God will not lie to you. Now, it says, true from the beginning. There's a couple of ways that we can look at that. It's true certainly from the creation of the world. But you see, the Word of God was true from the day that God set it down. When God said it, it's true. It's true from the beginning. You see, the Word of God did not become truth. It was truth from the beginning. It did not develop into truth over the years, and somehow along the way, we humans decided that it was true. No, God said it was true. It's not for us to make that decision. When God lays it down, it's true. And it's true from the moment that God said it. It's true from the beginning. Now, this verse carries that thought on a little bit further. He says, "And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." What God says is true. And it's true not only from the beginning, but it's true forever. Again, Jesus speaking in Luke chapter 21 said this. He said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Do you realize Jesus said this over 2,000 years ago? He said, "My words shall not pass away." And we're still talking about it. We're still listening to his word and understanding the truth of his word. How many people over the years declared that what they said was true? Maybe in the philosophers who said, "This is the truth." Or perhaps someone who was claiming to be an astrologer or some kind of scientist said, "This is the truth." The problem was that sometimes it bore out that what they said was not true. But now over 2,000 years later, when Jesus said, "My word shall not pass away," we are still listening to them. We can still read them. You can read the words of Christ in the Gospels, and they're still true. Not anything that Jesus ever said has proven to be untrue. Mark it down. It was true. And he said, "My words shall not pass away." You see, his word was true from the beginning. It is true into eternity. His words would not pass away. Another passage of Scripture. Again, Psalm 119. We studied this several weeks ago. I want to repeat it again. Psalm 119:89. He said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." It's settled. It's done. You see, God, when he gave us the Word of God, has not added to it. The Word of God is complete. It is forever settled in heaven. We cannot add to the Word of God. We can't take away from the Word of God. And in fact, if you read the last chapter of the Bible, there's a warning for those who may try to change the Word of God. He said it's forever settled in heaven. God's Word is true. It's settled. It's done. There's no question. There's no argument. Now, from all directions, men, Satan himself, have tried to attack God's Word. I don't know if you've heard about the story of the anvil, where the blacksmith would pound away at the anvil, and around his shop lay many, many hammers. He had pounded and pounded on that anvil, though the anvil had never changed. All the hammers were broken and destroyed. The Word of God is like that. It's solid. It's true. And while Satan has attacked the Word of God and tried to tell you it's not true, you know, in fact, he would put that question of doubt in our mind all the way from the Garden of Eden. He said, "Hath God said?" And he began to put that question of truth even in the mind of Eve back in the days of the beginning. And Satan is still at it. He will still cause you to question. He'll say, "Did God really say that? Does God really mean that?" Well, yes, he does. God said it, and it's true. I remember seeing a bumper sticker years ago that kind of carried that idea, and the bumper sticker said something like this. Said, "God said it, I believe it, that settles it." Well, the thing is, you know, that's a good statement, and I like that. But the fact is that it doesn't matter whether I believe it or not. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. It's still the truth. He says, "Thy word is true from the beginning." It's still truth. So God said it. That settles it. The truth of the Word of God is not based on whether we believe it or not. The Word of God stands independent of our belief. The fact of the matter is, God said it. God laid it down for us. God gave it to us. And now we trust Him. We don't decide. And here's where the mistake we make. How arrogant people are today to decide whether or not what God said is true. You realize what they're doing when they do that. They're setting themselves up to be God. They're saying, "Oh, I know better. God's not true. I know the truth." And then they'll turn around and tell you there is no truth. The Bible says, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. And we've got fools now standing in our college universities, and in some cases, even in Bible colleges, that will tell you that the Word of God is not true. I said it before, and I'll say it again. That's a lie from the devil himself. You can depend on God's Word. You can trust God's Word. You can believe God's Word because God gave us His truth. In the Scripture, where he said, "Thy word is true," if you look up the Hebrew word, you'll also find it also mean that God is right. He said, "Thy word is right." I suppose being true and being right are much the same thing, and you could perhaps put them together that way. Either way you look at it, you can trust God's word and you can depend on God's word. So let me ask you this. Why aren't you reading it? The word of God is true, and we're trusting God. We ought to be in the Word of God and reading the Word of God. His Word is true. You can trust it. You can trust Him. Study the Word of God and know what God is saying to you. God has a message for you. I'm afraid our time is gone today. We're glad you could join us. Join us again next week when once again we open the Scripture and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.